Dictation for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J, P-A-L-M-E-R. Date of birth 4/10/1990. Date of accident is 8/2/2023. Date of service is 1/11/2024. Patient present for a follow-up evaluation. Basically, she reports stiffness of the neck and pain in the lower back, mostly shifted towards the left side, including the left SI joint, with radiation to the left buttock and left posterior part up to the knee, as well as front of the thigh in L3-4 nerve distribution. She reports that she would like to get more compounding cream, and she wants to continue physical therapy. Her mood is affected at this time. She attributes all of these symptoms that she's suffering to an automobile accident where she was T-boned in the driver's side as a front seat passenger. She was restrained at the time of accident, and impact caused her headaches along with various symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. She also had reported some severe pain in the left lower part of the ribs and chest that is improving, and left sacroiliac joint areas, which is also getting better. Initially, the pain was in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, affecting the whole spine along with left shoulder. However, now the patient is improving, and she reports her pain in the left shoulder and the chest is improving, and no neck pain is there, only stiffness is there. Overall, the pain is around 9, with the ADLs being affected 9. 80% relief is obtained by the various treatments that patient is undergoing. Kindly review the chart for the ADL for system review, additional history, compliance, and the substance abuse area. And in the physical examination, the blood pressure is 95 over 56, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 11/6/2023, dictation number 1108-116. Except the left shoulder is now, range of motion is completely normal at 180 degrees. And Hawken-Kennedy test, anterior posterior apprehension test, speed test, near test are now completely negative. Strength is 5/5. Grips are normal. Please add this to the previous exam. The range of motion of the cervical spine is also now normal, with flexion at 60, extension at 60, and side flexion at 25, and the rotation is at 80. All the signs of maneuvers that reproduce the pain in the cervical spine were negative, which includes Sperling sign, negative, Lermit test, negative, dissection test, negative, Soto Hall test, negative, Hoffman sign, negative. Only major issue left is the lower back pain, left SI joint pain, beside headache. The plan is to refer the patient to neurology, neuropsych, psychiatry to continue the treatment. Counseling is also added to the patient. Ophthalmology eye exam was ordered for checking the eyes. The case management was ordered earlier. Patient is undergoing all these specialty referrals. Medications are provided for her. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Ortram 50 mg is provided PRN for pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PID for anxiety and pain. Zoloft is provided 50 mg twice a day for anxiety and depression. Nerontin is provided 600 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for headache relief, radiculopathy relief, and for lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. The patient has been advised to consider coming for epidural injection for lumbar epidural and surgical for relief as well as left SI joint adjustments. The patient has agreed and she'll be visiting us soon. For now, she's continuing her quad cane, the rotator walker, back brace, cold compresses that she already has, along with the compounding cream. The patient is fairly quite stable. Thank you.